Well, a very important centenary is pretty much upon us at the moment as we look back and reflect on some of our military history here in the Hunter. The Battle of Passchendaele, a lot of activities happening in and around Maitland at the moment. And from the East Maitland RSL, their president, Peter Hedges, joins us to talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Peter. For those who may not be totally aware, can you take us through the history of Passchendaele and what actually took place?
Yes, Mark. First of all, I think we should get into the reason behind it all, particularly in Maitland, is that the 34th Battalion, which was one of the main players in that battle, was raised in, it was originally supposed to be raised in Maitland. But when they were raising the battalion in January 1916, it coincided with a Wallabies march, which came from Walgett, picking up volunteers along the way, and it arrived in Maitland about January. So it finished up with some people from out in the northwest of New South Wales and also from Maitland and the Hunter Valley, and the battalion became to be known as Maitland's Own. Now, it went overseas in about the middle of 1916 and trained in England for a little while, and then went to France and moved on to Belgium. And at that time, the Allies were making a push towards Passchendaele and the Belgian coast in the hope of cutting off German submarine activity. The battalion first got involved in the Battle of Menin. It was one of the battles along the way. There was also the Battle of Polygon Wood, but on the 12th of October, there was the last push towards Passchendaele. They stepped off on the 12th of October, which will be 100 years ago on Thursday, and we've organised a dawn service to be held at the Cenotaph at Maitland Park to commemorate that time. They marched off. They headed towards Passchendaele. Now, in that battle, over 6,000 lives were lost. Now, in the 34th Battalion, which consisted of probably 600 men, over 400 were either killed or wounded.
Well, that's a massive loss, isn't it, when you consider 600 went and 400 pretty much didn't come back. But that is one of the reasons, the main reason why we're actually commemorating. You said the 100th anniversary, the centenary, is on Thursday. In addition to the service as well, there will be Tiger Moth aircraft flying across the Cenotaph around 11 o'clock. And at the moment as well, Peter, folks can actually make their way just to where the City Library is in Maitland. There are some images there of that time with the Walls That Talk exhibition. So that will be one way to connect also.
There's also an exhibition at Maitland Art Gallery and one at Rough House, which does show pictures and photographs and memorabilia of the battalion and of that time in Belgium. But, you know, you talk about the numbers. We think at that time in Maitland and the Hunter Valley, the population wouldn't have been near as much. And when you see just in that one battle alone, the number of people that, as you say, didn't return, and it's almost like a generation was wiped out of the valley.
That is one very sobering way of thinking of that, Peter. Of course, all those things happening in and around Maitland on Thursday. We've got some information at 2NURFM.com and our morning show page. And thank you, Peter Hedges, the president of the East Maitland RSL, for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning at 2NURFM.